ਦੀਆਂ ਨਸ਼ਰੀਆਤ ਸੁਣਨ ਤੇ ਹਾਲਾਤ ਹਾਜ਼ਰਾ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਖਬਰ ਰਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਨਿਊਜ਼ ਇਨਫਰਮੇਸ਼ਨ ਅਨਾਲਿਸਿਸ ਇਲੈਕਟ੍ਰਿਕ ਗੱਡੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਈ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਆਫੀਸ਼ੀਅਲ ਐਪ ਜਾਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ eawaz.com ਲੋਕਲ ਨੰਬਰ 6478724900। कौन कहता है कि इंश्योरेंस कंपनियां वक्त पर क्लेम अदा नहीं करती। एक और मिसकंसेप्शन कि लाइफ क्रिटिकल इलनेस डिसेबिलिटी या फिर ट्रेवल इंश्योरेंस बहुत महंगी हैं। नहीं साहब, आप एक बार इंश्योर प्रो के फजल वदूद से बात कीजिएगा। 28 इयर्स ऑफ अंडरराइटिंग एक्सपीरियंस एंड 2 इयर्स इन द फील्ड। लाइफ क्रिटिकल इलनेस डिसेबिलिटी ट्रेवल इंश्योरेंस, हर इंश्योरेंस के मामले के लिए फजल वदूद ऑफ इंश्योर प्रो। 9056075000 9056075000।
बंगला मोटर कार दिला दे, एक नहीं तो चार दिला दे।
जी हाँ, मोटर कार का तो मालूम नहीं, लेकिन आपको आपके बंगले तक पहुँचाएंगे जी यानी मॉर्गेजेस के मयंक भटनागर जी। हर तरह की मॉर्गेजेस में करते हैं स्पेशलाइज, वो रेजिडेंशियल हो, कमर्शियल हो, प्राइवेट हो, फर्स्ट या सेकंड मॉर्गेजेस, और या फिर आप हैं फर्स्ट टाइम होम बायर। मयंक भटनागर जी 6477022023 6477072 B23
लाइसेंस नंबर 10394।
मकान ते घर विच सुकून दा अंतर हुंदा है, ते असी घर एहो जिहा लभदे आ जिथे जाके सुकून मिले। कि तुसी भी अपने लिए सुकून लभ रहे हो, ते इको ना याद रखो, आरिफा मुजफ्फर। आरिफा मुजफ्फर तुहाडे घर दे सुकून दा सुपना साकार करन दे विच मदद कर सकते ने। आरिफा मुजफ्फर सिटीस्केप रियल एस्टेट लिमिटेड ब्रोकरेज दे नाल सेल्स रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ने। हुने कॉल करो आरिफा मुजफ्फर जी नूं 6478982045 6478982045।
खूबसूरत दांत, बाएतमाद मुस्कुराहट और बाएतमाद गुफ्तगू, आपकी और आपके खानदान की मुस्कुराहटों की जमीन। फिलिंग्स, क्राउन्स, ब्रिजेस, क्लीनिंग, एक्सेप्टिंग न्यू पेशेंट्स, फ्री कंसल्टेशन, दांतों की संभाल के लिए डॉक्टर पद्मजा, 310 शेपर्ड एवेन्यू ईस्ट, 299-7466।
वेलकम बैक तमाम सामीन जो मैं सुन रहे हैं 770 AM डायल प्रोग्राम साजो आवाज। मैं हूं आपका होस्ट आमिर अहमद और शाजी मलिक हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में। एक बार फिर उनको खुश आमदीद कहते हैं। अस्सलाम वालेकुम जी।
WS मेरे अजीज हमवतनों, ठीक हो?
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह। तो अब अगला सेगमेंट और गेस्ट भी हमारे साथ इस वक्त जो है स्काइप लाइन पे जुड़ चुके हैं, तो बताइए हमारे साथ कौन जुड़ा है।
आज हैं हमारे साथ हैं डॉक्टर मार्क हैं, प्रोफेसर एट स्टेट यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ न्यूयॉर्क मैरीटाइम कॉलेज, और इसके अलावा जो हैं लॉयर हैं और बड़ा हमसे प्यार दिखाते हैं और जो है हमें डांट भी देते हैं कभी कभी, बट वी स्टिल लव डॉक्टर मार्क, यू नो, अ लॉट। ही कीप्स ऑन स्कोल्डिंग मी इन बिटवीन, बट स्टिल। हेलो मार्क, हाउ आर यू?
हाय, हाउ आर यू?
आई एम वेरी वेल, आई एम वेरी वेल डॉक्टर मार्क। इट्स सच अ लवली फीलिंग टू मीट यू। हाउ आर यू सर? इट्स बीन सच अ लॉन्ग टाइम।
सो फार सो गुड।
ओके, या यू आर गुड, बट यू आर मेकिंग अस बैड ओवर हियर with all your tariffs coming our way. What's going on?
Well, we're on the Trump roller coaster.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, Dr.
We just sit in the roller coaster. Hmm. We put on the seat belt and we just go for the ride. You know, we go up and down, up and down, up and down, and every day brings a new revelation, a new excitement, a new extraordinary challenge, and in every respect, both for our continent but also for the world. Hmm. So it's quite amazing and quite exciting, and we cannot really tell what the future will hold in store for us.
Hmm. Dr. Mark, what is your understanding? Like you said that we are in roller coaster. One day Mr. Trump announces tariffs, the other day then he said that I am going to take those off from, auto industry. Then now again he says I'm considering for putting these tariffs on the chip industry. So one day there is something else, the second day there is something else. So, what's going on? You know, the advisors around him, what are they advising him? What is going on there in the White House? I mean, we are really curious to know.
Well, I certainly not in the White House, but I think what it is that he has a lot of competing advisors who are telling him many different things. And, you know, he goes between advisors. In fact, he wants to have these kind of advisors who keep telling him all sorts of different things. That's very good. This was kind of, I think, what was said about Lincoln, and Lincoln had advisors, and he wanted to have competing ideas. But here, the problem, I think, is, you know, notice that the Trump administration is only, what, I don't know, how many days in? I think we're under around 100, not even 100 days in. We're in 2 months plus. Let's see, January, February, March, you know, April. I mean, we're just a couple of months in. You know, look at all the things that are being tackled at the same time. I would say number one problem is the distraction. It looks like the administration is constantly distracted by different issues. One of the issues that Trump seems to focus on, obviously, is immigration. Clearly, immigration. He focuses on that. He believes that's a very, very, very effective tool for his popularity. It helped him in his campaign. And, of course, the tariffs and trade. Now, I always thought that the main target of that was China, and that all the other tariffs were just out there to confuse. But as you say, it's hard to know. So I think that that's a problem, having competing advisors. But also, you have the, I think there's a real deep down conflict between an advisor like Elon Musk and the others in the White House. And you can really see that. You can really see that by when Musk speaks in the cabinet, how the cabinet members and advisors react to him. So everybody's trying to be ascendant. Everybody's trying to be Trump's number one go-to. And that becomes very confusing, I think. Because what they're doing is they're really not giving advice. They're basically following what he's saying. And they're all competing with each other to be the one who is the most loyal. And that's not the purpose of a presidential advisor, I don't think. Presidential advisors should be giving the president really strong advice, even negative advice, on the things that the president's doing. I don't think he's getting that.
Dr. Moik, there was a very interesting discussion that I see now in Western media, especially in the U.S. Press, that in the first term, Mr. Trump had perhaps some, I don't want to use this word, but maybe more saner minds who were calm, who were not so hyper. At the moment, the Trump cabinet members who are really around him are very, you know, sort of egoistic and very, you know, hyper people who have, you know, are not really, maybe, again, I'm choosing my words very, very, sensitively, are not really, you know, maybe molded for this kind of a business. So what do you make out of that? Maybe that was a saner lot earlier when he came for the first time, and this one is more of a, you know, a spoiled lot.
Let's put this right. When he came in the first term, he was the first term. He wasn't experienced. He didn't know anything about it. And he actually selected some very good people,
many
of whom he fired. H.R. McMaster, who I know, who is one of the most brilliant foreign policy advisors. You know, I'm sure he might have told the president some things he didn't want to hear, and he fired him. And John Bolton, as much as he, you know, you say about John Bolton, whatever you disagree with him, is one of the most astute and brilliant foreign policy experts in the world, as McMaster. He fired him. So in the beginning, he wasn't very experienced. But then after the first term, he had a couple of years to be getting up to speed. Becoming more experienced. He had been president for 4 years. And then when he came in, I think he wanted to create cabinet advisors who were very much loyal to him. Now, here's the thing that I think is important. What you said was, I think, very insightful, very important. You know, I think it was Coolidge, or President Coolidge, or maybe it was Harding, who said, the business of America is business. And in terms of Trump, if you look at some of his advisors, like Witkoff and Lutnick, Commerce Secretary Bessent, these are business people. And what he's doing with someone like Witkoff, which is interesting, is he's sending him around. He's now an ambassador, apparently. I didn't know that. But today they referred to him in the State Department press briefing as Ambassador Witkoff. He's essentially a businessman who worked with Trump and works on a lot of deals in the Middle East. So, and he's the one, and Tom Barrack, who's the ambassador now to Turkey, as designated, is a businessman who, I guess, worked with Trump, or Trump knows. So President Trump trusts business people to do the work of diplomacy. And in my humble opinion, that's not a good match, really. I don't think it works.
Yeah.
Because if you send, and let's be very candid, you send an American businessman, and they're very smart people, and they make millions of dollars, they're very effective. Send them to South Asia. Send them to the Middle East. Send them to Asia. I mean, really, I think that skill set that they have from American business, I don't think it works in these turbulent areas, complex issues like, you know, India and Pakistan, Middle East, Gaza, you know, China. These are complicated issues. Russia, Ukraine. These are gigantically complicated issues in very complicated regions that require serious, deep diplomatic skill.
Yeah.
Which is what we usually have seen in a State Department, a Secretary of State. Now, if you look, for example, at Secretary of State Rubio, I mean, I greatly respect him. He was a presidential candidate. He was a very effective senator, well-liked, stepped down from his seat, took this position, and essentially he is, and I'm sure, you know, a backbencher. He's a backbencher. He sits on the bench. He sits on the front. He's a front bencher. He sits with Vance on the couch. But it's the advisors like Witkoff and Lutnick and Bessent. Ambassador Witkoff is going off to Iran. He's going off to Middle East Gaza. He's going off to Russia. He's negotiating. I don't know the man. I don't know anything about him. But I can tell you this. To negotiate with Iran, or to negotiate in the Middle East, requires years of experience and years of training and years of diplomatic savvy, which is very different from the kind of skill that you have for business. There's nothing wrong with making, you know, millions of dollars. Nothing wrong. It's fine. That's America, right? Capitalist system. But that skill of how you do that and make those business deals is not the way we hope that diplomacy is done. And this is why in many of these areas, we know the State Department would, you know, people who are experienced in diplomacy would be designated as ambassadors, would be the negotiators. The kinds of people like secretaries of state would be doing this. And so far, you know, he's been sending these are his friends and colleagues from the business world. Now, maybe we'll be proved wrong. Maybe this is the best effective way to do it. But if you have a Secretary of State like Marco Rubio, who is enormously, enormously talented individual, could have been our president, tremendous. Maybe he will be a president one day, tremendous. Sitting on a couch in a Oval Office and not being the center of attention or, you know, Elon Musk. Now, Elon Musk is, well, we've talked a lot about in the past, Elon Musk is a phenomenon. And we've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
And maybe what he does is effective. But at the same time, I question this kind of, system in utilizing these people. And I think the key is getting the results. And a lot of time, the results you get is done through diplomacy. to be very candid, and not through, you know, business deals.
Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Mark.
This is... I'm a corporate lawyer by background, and, you know, doing deals is perfectly fine, but you have to have a certain savvy.
Absolutely, Dr. Mark. This is exactly what my question was, that are these people really, you know, tailored, or they are made for these kind of, you know, discussions, because all these discussions should be carried out by people in the Foreign Office who are trained for years and years and years for this kind of, you know, talk at the table. So the world is really going berserk about these, you know, appointees. I mean, I didn't want to use such harsh words on Mr. Witkoff, but I mean, I look at Mr. Witkoff. What is he doing in a complex situation like Middle East? He's not a diplomat. He doesn't have any history of diplomacy. And, you know, he's going there, and then he's going to talk to Russia also. And so, I mean, this is very sad because U.S.
had one point, if I might.
Because U.S. has always been known for putting the right people at the right places. I mean, we have grown up reading about the histories of Fortune 500 companies in U.S. that they don't really hire people just like that, left, right, and center. They take so much of time to pick up one executive, but that one executive is an absolutely right fit for the right place. So, I mean, looking at the administration itself going berserk like this, it's very, very astonishing. Yes, please go ahead and make your point.
Sorry, did I interrupt you? But let me just say this. There was a hearing in the Senate to approve the nominees for the ambassadorship of United Kingdom. You know, that's very seriously important. Turkey, and I think it was also Italy. And it was interesting that when they asked the senators, and these are very sharp people, believe me, were asking the question of the nominee for the United Kingdom, what did he think about AUKUS, you know, the agreement? And I don't think he was really familiar with it. And he said, I'll hear about it in the classified briefing. I mean, I think I want to add to your very good explanation is that also these people have to be deeply knowledgeable in the regions, in the history, to know who you are dealing with, okay? So, you know.
Maybe they asked him a difficult question. They should have asked him the easier one. What is BRICS? AUKUS was maybe difficult for him.
I mean.
It's laughable, honestly. I'm so sorry for that.
AUKUS, BRICS, SCL, you have to know this. This is it, you know, like you said about a business. If somebody came in to work in a corporation and they asked, what about this particular product or what we produce, and they don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
The product is the diplomacy, and the region needs to be known, and they don't know it. I think this has been a failure in American foreign policy also, is that we have had all kinds of interactions with foreign countries. America's foreign, we interact with people that we don't even research to know what it's all about. You know, and you know, you can't just, the American way is we go like, you know, I've been worked on many, many deals and many transactions. You sit down, you work it out, you sign a contract, you negotiate. But in parts of the world, like the Middle East and other parts of the world, it doesn't work like that.
Dr. Mark,
whenever you do a deal.
Yes, exactly. Dr. Mark, something very, very important. The two biggest powers at the moment are U.S. and China. Why is there this constant rift with China? I mean, it is again unimaginable that the American, business and economy is based so much on China. Why they have to retard, or why they have to cut that arm to hurt themselves just because they want to hurt China? Why can't they work like, you know? Why don't they, you know, brace it that, okay, fine, along with us, China is now the big power. So let's work together. Like their president Xi Jinping also said that these tariff wars are not really going to help. And your own president Reagan said this, that these tariffs, they ruin the competition in the world and, you know, free market concepts, and they kill competitions. So what is this mindset?
Well, look, the problem with China is a very, very big problem, because China's approach to the United States is all wrong. And their approach, for example, their militarization of the South China Sea, their treatment of the Uyghurs, all the things that they do, and of course their constant, unending obsession with Taiwan, what they did with Hong Kong. And this is indicative, at least in the American mindset, of a great problem. It's not just trade that's the problem. Although, I think right now what the United States is doing, it's taking on China on trade to really push back China in general. I think that's what it is. I think, because, you know, the United States is not in favor, and this is in every part of the world, of creating situations which will escalate into war. And what we have with China is an imbalance in the trade relationship. This is at least the way President Trump explains it. You're asking me that the mindset. The mindset is that China is deemed to be the most significant adversary of the United States. Admiral Davidson was testifying in the Congress and said that he expected, this is the head of Indo-PAC, of the United States military in the region, was very worried about the potential battle, war, conflict with China.
But China hasn't fought any war in the last 60 years.
Oh, I know you're right about that. But, you know, my point is that let's suppose hypothetically that China tried to invade Taiwan. God forbid. What would happen? It's a big problem. They asked Biden this a couple of times, if you remember.
Why is that a problem for the U.S.? For example, even if they are dominating in South China Sea, or if they want to keep Hong Kong or Taiwan, how does that hurt U.S. interests? Because on the other side, we see what's going on and what Israel is doing with Palestine. So shouldn't that be the focus of the U.S. at the moment, instead of, you know, pushing China to the wall?
You just gave me just a gigantically complicated question.
Because you are the doctor, see?
Very good. Well, look, let's put it this way. South China Sea, let's take it piece by piece. South China Sea, the United States supports open seas, freedom of the seas, and China opposes that. China's actions in the South China Sea, militarizing islands, creating islands out of rocks, trying to claim territorial waters, economic zones, particularly where they're not entitled under international law, is problematic. And also, the countries in that region, like Vietnam, Philippines, etc., are, looking to the United States for support. Now, so the United States sees that as a national interest. As far as Hong Kong is concerned, I mean, that to me presents a profound issue to the world in terms of the fact that China violated its agreement and commitment with the United Kingdom on what it would do with the Hong Kong after the night. You know, they closed the deal, 99 lease, they closed the deal, they made a deal, but then they didn't follow through. And their detaining of dissidents and so forth is anathema to the American spirit of human rights and freedom. As far as Taiwan is concerned, that's a complicated issue. That's one where we have strategic ambiguity, where we don't basically say that we disagree with the One China policy, but at the same time, China has been, creating maneuvers. And the United States is upping and increasing its military and naval presence in the region, and there's a reason for that. Now, as far as China, I have to say, you make a good point, China hasn't fought a war, and I tell you that the United States Navy and United States military is way ahead, not maybe numerically in ships, but way ahead of the Chinese military and Chinese naval, because they are, in my humble opinion, I think they are, hindered by communism. Communism is not a system that's resilient. Their economy is shot. Their young people, I'm sure, are very unhappy. They have all kinds of internal issues.
But isn't Mr. Trump making Americans very unhappy at the moment? He has just announced that he's going to freeze and defund a lot of universities, especially your elite universities. And then all these people he wants to deport. Any person who speaks against this genocide in Palestine, they want to deport that person. So where is your freedom of speech? Where is your charter of rights? Where is that USA we used to, look towards when we were young growing up? Freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Everybody had the democracy within the decent realms. They could express themselves. Now they just simply can't.
So there I would answer you by saying that the courts in this country have been very careful and have overturned many things that these executive orders have provided for. We have checks and balances.
Yeah.
And our system, even judges who are appointed by Trump. Now, I don't want to avoid talking about the Middle East because that's important to talk about. And the universities. I mean, in my opinion, and that's only my personal, everything I say is my own personal opinion, I think that freedom of speech is absolutely sacred. But freedom of speech is not license to obstruct people's freedom of movement, and to interrupt and to obstruct the operations of the universities. Now, if people want to stand there and talk, they can talk just like they do in Hyde Park. Beautiful. Nobody's against that. The problem is, and this is the allegation, that the people involved here were involved in attacking buildings at Columbia. And when you say elite university, I'd like to know the meaning of the word elite university. I never attended an Ivy League school, and maybe that makes deficient in my education. I feel I'm very educated. I have a law degree, a PhD. I don't feel any deficiency, but when you say elite, to me, elite means the pursuit of fairness and morality and not tolerating behavior on a campus where, agitators come in and disrupt the campus. That's not freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, as you said, I grew up just like you, respecting, I think, the First Amendment is one of the great things in our Bill of Rights. Yes, absolutely. And I visited England and saw Hyde Park. People stand there and talk. Maybe they used to. I don't know if they did. Same extent. That's a great thing. But when it turns into action and it turns into obstruction and agitation and violence and physical behavior, that to me, that, in my humble opinion, is not covered by, shouldn't be covered by just speech. Speech is fine. People say whatever you want. Write things. Beautiful. But when you start creating interference with other students being able to go to class, I hope you agree with me, that is not really, should not be acceptable. So the word elite is maybe not applicable anymore to some of these colleges. Maybe their administrators are unable to carry out these high ideals that you refer to.
Okay, all right. So the policy in Middle East, what about that, Dr. Mark? We just have one minute now.
We just have about
1 minute. Yeah.
The policy in the Middle East is very complicated, and I think that, clearly there needs to be peace in the Middle East and a solution to the problem, obviously, of the suffering of the people in Gaza. But I don't know how to say this, but why not return the hostages and let them go home instead of keeping them in dungeons and starving them and murdering them? I think everybody is puzzled that I talk to, and we can't understand this. It's illogical to expect that any state would allow their people to be taken and suffered and persecuted and murdered and not returned. And that is what all international institutions have insisted upon. And so this is engendered, and the United States policy on this clearly is that Hamas started it, and they could end it in 5 minutes right now. They'd end it in 5 minutes and return the hostages, but they don't. They don't.
Dr. White, they did not start it. They did not. The problem started 60 years back when there was only Palestine, there was no Israel, and then Jews started coming in, then they started setting up their businesses, and then slowly and steadily they started grabbing the Palestinian land. So that is the problem. That started 60 years back. It did not start on October the 7th as is being highlighted in the European Union. That's not the thing. That's not very fair. You fought against, you as Americans fought against the British Empire. You wanted your, we in India, we were living in the Indian subcontinent, we fought against the Indian Imperial. Every country in the world, whether they were in East, they were the Ottoman Empire, they were in Africa, they fought against the imperialistic powers. So Israel is, you know, encroaching on the land of Palestine. This was Palestine. It was their country. So, I mean, we really need to look at the, you know, root cause of the problem. That's not it. This 7th of October that is being highlighted in Western media. And now the ceasefire was also accepted by Israel. So they violated it. And they have started killing innocent civilians. So, I mean, I don't really understand how the modern world or European Union or the U.S. itself, because I look at U.S. as the champion of freedom and democracy and fair play. So why are these double standards? We are very much afraid of China and Hong Kong and Vietnam, and China is, pushing people to the wall, but we are absolutely giving a free license to kill to Israel. Why is that?
Well, my answer to you is that if this is the end of the discussion, you didn't give me a lot of time to discuss the most complicated question that you raised.
No, sir, you can take then. Please take some time then.
I disagree completely with what you said in your characterization, with all respect. I do respect you. I think you are a very astute and sincere and very enthusiastic and very astute, very, very well expressed, but I don't agree with that, because I think that my understanding of the history is very different than that. And history can be interpreted, I teach history, can be interpreted in many different ways. So I look at it very differently. And I don't see that description is accurate. But since we don't have a lot of time to go through it, and without going back to the history of the Middle East, because I taught Middle East politics, I've taught Arab-Israeli conflict, I teach international relations, we can't finish this one in just a few minutes. But to me, however you look at the Middle East, and clearly it's a hugely complex problem, but at the same time, how do you defend October 7th? That's indefensible. You cannot defend. It is indefensible. Why do we focus on it? Because of the incredible atrocity committed on that day. And understand that from the point of view of how Israelis look at it, and how the Hamas terrorists, and they are terrorists, attacked a music festival. And again, I understand your point. You say it can't be divorced from the history. I get that. But October 7th is a pivotal event in the history of the world. And after October 7th, in my humble opinion, however it engendered, could have been finished in a moment. And this is the position of the foreign policy of the United States, as expressed by the State Department, is that Hamas is at fault for that and that they should return the hostages. They don't do that. And if they don't return the hostages, then they're creating a situation which is absolutely untenable. I totally agree with you. It's an impossible, horrible situation. No question about it. And it needs to be solved. But it doesn't get solved if what you do is have a mother with babies. President Trump talked about this. And then, you murder babies, baby hostages. I mean, this is beneath human behavior. It's inhuman. And so they just return the hostages. And then we have a peace agreement or something. But as long as the hostages are in those dungeons and they're suffering and starving, how can any society think normally and think sanely about what's going on there? And that's the problem. And the Middle East, I think you would agree, is a region which is deeply complicated, and it's complicated historically. Yes, you're right. And that's one that you can't easily unwind and figure out. It has big, big complexities. Yet, at the same time, President Trump was able in his first term to negotiate the Abraham Accords with a number of Arab countries. And maybe Saudi Arabia will come on board with that. I mean, what's the choice? Is the choice constant, endless violence, or perhaps working out an agreement with these countries to live in peace? I think that, to me, is very advantageous.
And thank you very much, Dr. Mark. Absolutely, you're right. But the thing is that Hamas has just announced, just today itself, they have announced that they are ready to return all the hostages if at all Israel decides for a complete ceasefire. Israel wants all the captives back, but only for a 45-day temporary ceasefire. So, I mean, and they want Hamas to lay down their arms as well. So definitely the deal is off the table once again. Dr. Mark, thank you very, very much for your very, very kind comments. It was very insightful discussion with you. We are going to carry out some more on this complex issue. And of course, next time we are also going to touch the Ukrainian issue as well.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
We definitely want to take advantage of your, expertise in international relations. Absolute pleasure talking to you always. Yeah. Thank you very much and bye for now.
I wish peace for the world.
Yes, absolutely.
I know you agree with me on that 100%.
200%. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Mark. Thank you. Bye for now.
Thank you very much.
ये थे हमारे साथ डॉक्टर मार्क और उनसे हमने बातचीत की. जाहिर है उन्होंने कुछ चीजें एग्री नहीं की, कुछ चीजों पे
नहीं, उन्होंने बिल्कुल ही जो मिडिल ईस्ट में हुआ तो बिल्कुल ही उन्होंने एग्री नहीं किया,
क्योंकि जब वो मिडिल ईस्ट की बात कर रहे थे तो मैंने फिर उस पर नहीं किया. चाइना की उन्होंने दो तीन ऐसी बातें की.
वो कहते हैं लोग उधर खुश नहीं है. किसने आपको कहा खुश नहीं है? चाइना में जाके तो देखो भाई,
वो डॉक्टर
चाइना में जो जो हाँ
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 तो नहीं
नहीं
वो डॉक्टर
हैं, वो पढ़ाते हैं असल में इंटरनेशनल रिलेशंस
पढ़ाते हैं. लेकिन ज़ाहिर है मिडिल ईस्ट की जब उन्होंने बात की तो मैं ये कहता हूँ हमेशा, जब भी लास्ट पिछले दिनों भी बात हो रही थी शाजी, चलिए मैं यहाँ एयर पे बैठ के 770 में कहता हूँ भाई, हमास जो कर रहा है वो टेररिज्म है और वो भी टेररिस्ट है मानते हैं.
ठीक है, दूसरे क्या है?
अब मुझे आप बताएं, अभी मैं डॉक्टर मार्क से पूछने लगा था फिर मैंने अवॉइड किया. मैं डॉक्टर मार्क से ये पूछना था कि डॉक्टर मार्क क्या आप कह सकते हैं इस बात को,
एक लाख बंदा
जो इसराइल कर रहे हैं
वो
भी टेररिज्म है कि नहीं है?
एक लाख बंदा मार दिया.
हमास को टेररिस्ट जमात मानता हूं मैं, ठीक है. हमास जो कर रहा है वो टेररिज्म है, गलत इसराइली बच्चों को मार रहा है, औरतों को मार रहा है, एक्सेप्ट करता हूं, डन हो गया.
बिल्कुल.
आप एक पीएचडी होल्डर न्यूयॉर्क में जो है, आप यूनिवर्सिटी में मैरीटाइम यूनिवर्सिटी में वहां पढ़ाते हैं, तो एज एन पीएचडी
है, लॉयर है,
लॉयर है,
लॉयर
तो है. क्या आप में इतना करेज होगा कि आप एयर पे कहेंगे जो हमास के साथ छोड़ने, जो एक आम फलस्तीनी के साथ इसराइल कर रहा है, क्या ये टेररिज्म नहीं है?
बिल्कुल टेररिज्म है ना. देखें ये तो उनकी मिनिस्ट्री या बाकी के जो गवर्नमेंट के आंकड़े हैं वो कहते हैं जी 50,000 बंदा मरा है, 50,000. मैंने आपको ये पूरी स्टेटमेंट यहाँ पे बताई थी जो इंडिपेंडेंट यूके की जो एजेंसी है, उसने कहा जी 1 लाख से ज्यादा फलस्तीनियन मार दिया इन्होंने, यू नो. तो ये टेररिज्म नहीं है.
फिर देखे ना यहाँ
उसमें फाइटर तो नहीं है ना सारे, उसमें बच्चे हैं, औरतें हैं, बूढ़े हैं, आम लोग हैं ना उसके अंदर. मेरा तो आज दिल जो है ना मुट्ठी में आया हुआ है. आमिर, एक माँ अपने बच्चे की तस्वीर लेके बैठी हुई है और कह रही है कि मेरे बच्चे ने मुझे कहा था मम्मा मुझे प्रोटेक्ट करना. मतलब आई मीन हाउ कैन यू जस्टिफाई दिस एक्शन भाई, यू नो.
डॉक्टर साहब ने जो आपकी जो ताइवान वाली बात की, जो आप कहते हैं कि ताइवान से मतलब इनको क्या मसला है,
मसला
अगर
है?
वो चाइना कहता है उसका है तो वो आपस में
वन चाइना पॉलिसी है भाई.
प्रॉब्लम चलिए, प्रॉब्लम ये है कि ताइवान जो है वन ऑफ द बिगेस्ट सेमीकंडक्टर
चिप
मेकर है वो, या जो आज आप एनवीडिया की भी खबर सुना रही थी कि उसमें प्लांट लगाने जा रहे हैं.
बिल्कुल,
सारी चीजें जो है
वो चाहता नहीं है यूएस वो चाइना के अंडर आ जाए कि हमें फिर से मुश्किलें हो जाएंगी चिप की.
तो ये
तो अभी तो वो इंडिपेंडेंट डील
और
चल रही है. हाँ,
वो कह रहे थे कि जो मैंने जो हिस्ट्री पढ़ी है वो डिफरेंट है. तो
और जाहिर है, जाहिर है. देखो हिस्ट्री जो है, अब जैसे अब हिंदुस्तान में जो
हिस्ट्री लिखते हैं,
हाँ हाँ, नहीं नहीं, हिंदुस्तान में जो हिस्ट्री पढ़ाई जा रही है, जो पढ़ाई जाती है उसमें क्या कहा जाता है कि औरंगजेब से बड़ा तो टायरेंट दुनिया में पैदा ही नहीं हुआ. वो जो था, जो वो थे सोमनाथ महमूद गजनवी जो थे, वो बस सिर्फ लूटने के लिए आते थे, वो लुटेरे थे. तो भाई वो जो आपका हीरो है वो हमारा विलन है, जो हमारा विलन है वो आपका हीरो है. ठीक है ना, तो ये तो ऐसे ही है, ये तो हिस्ट्री तो ऐसे ही चलेगी. ठीक है
सर, डॉक्टर साहब के साथ रिस्पेक्ट के साथ میں نے کہا کہ خاموش رہنے میں زیادہ بہتری تھی, لیکن اپنا احتجاج میں نے ریکارڈ کر دیا. میں نے کہا یار کم از کم ایئر پہ تو بات چلی جائے.
ہاں نہیں نہیں بالکل بالکل نہیں, یہ سب باتیں ہوتی ہیں. یہاں پہ بیٹھ کے لوگ کہتے ہیں وہ جی ایران دے وچ تے لوگ بڑے نا خوش نے, اتنے تو کوئی سسٹم نہیں چل رہے. ایران جاؤ تو صحیح, پہلے ایران جاؤ, ان کا سسٹم تو دیکھو.
شاید جی پھر وہ فریڈم اسی طرح بات کرتے ہیں. آج امریکہ میں احتجاج ہو رہے ہیں سب, کوئی بھی مین اسٹریم میڈیا اس کو کور نہیں کر رہا.
ہاں
ٹھیک ہے نا,
نہیں کرتے بھی ہیں, کرتے بھی ہیں تھوڑے سے.
اب یہ حالت ہو گئی اس وقت. آپ ڈونلڈ
جو فاکس نہیں کرتا, بالکل
فاکس بھی نہیں کرتا, اور دوسرے نہیں, فاکس تو بالکل ہی نہیں کرتا,
وہ نہیں کرتے نا.
پھر ڈونلڈ ٹرمپ کے ارد گرد جو لوگ آ گئے نا, وہ
تو میں نے ان سے کوشچن کیا.
انہوں نے کبھی تو وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ انہوں نے ہمیشہ یس سر کی عادی ہے ان کو سننے کی, انہیں تو وہ کوئی نو
بولنے کی عادت نہیں ہے, کیونکہ ڈپلومیٹس نہیں ہے نا.
ڈپلومیٹس
نہیں ہے نا, بزنس مین ہے.
اور بزنس مین کی ایک ہی لینگویج ہے جو ورڈ سمجھ آتا ہے, وہ ہے پروفٹ.
بس
بزنس مین کو صرف ایک ورڈ سمجھ آتا ہے, وہ ہے پروفٹ.
پروفٹ
اس کا دین, اس کا ایمان, اس کا مذہب.
بزنس 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 کیپٹلسٹ ہے نا, کیپٹلسٹ سوسائٹی ہے
بس.
امریکہ کیپٹلسٹ سوسائٹی ہے نا بھائی, کیپٹل ان کو سمجھ آتا ہے.
تو چائنا نے بہت اس پر کام کیا, ٹھیک ہے کمیونزم ہے وہاں پر, بہت سارے مسئلے مسائل ہیں.
ملک کتنا بڑا ہے بھائی, ملک بھی تو دیکھیں نا کتنا بڑا ہے, ملک بھی تو کتنا بڑا ہے.
چلیں جی کچھ اسپانسرز کے پیغامات لے لیتے ہیں اور پھر واپس آتے ہیں ہم آپ کے ساتھ. 8 بجے تک ہمارے ساتھ ایسے جڑے رہیے اور کچھ اسپانسر کے پیغامات لیتے ہیں, پھر واپس آتے ہیں. ہمارا نمبر 4166201778.
یو آر لسننگ ٹو WTOR 770 AM ینگ ٹاؤن ٹورانٹو.
فرسٹ مارکیٹ, سیکنڈ مارکیٹ, یا پھر سوچو نا بس, بالکل بھی فون 416-500-2000. سٹریس چاہے لاکھ دہ ہو یا کاکتا, اس زندگی مشکل کر دیتا ہے. باقی باتیں ایک طرف, آپ کے فائنینشیل اسٹریس کا حل ہے شیراز شفیق, جن کے پاس ہیں ملینز آف ڈالرز کے پرائیویٹ فنڈز. لاسٹ منٹ کلوزنگ ہو یا ڈیفیکلٹیز سبھی کے لیے شیراز شفیق. 416-502-8000. لائسنس نمبر 10845. انڈیپینڈنٹلی اونڈ اینڈ آپریٹڈ.
کون کہتا ہے کہ انشورنس کمپنیاں وقت پر کلیم ادا نہیں کرتی؟ ایک اور مسکنسپشن کہ لائف کریٹیکل النس, ڈسیبلٹی یا پھر ٹریول انشورنس بہت مہنگی ہیں. نہیں صاحب, آپ ایک بار انشور پرو کے فضل ودود سے بات کیجیے گا. 28 years آف انڈر رائٹنگ ایکسپیرئنس اینڈ 2 years ان دا فیلڈ. لائف کریٹیکل النس, ڈسیبلٹی, ٹریول انشورنس, ہر انشورنس کے معاملے کے لیے فضل ودود آف انشور پرو. 905-607-5000. 905-607-5000.
وفاق انتخاب بروز 28 اپریل کو ہے. آپ قبل اس وقت ووٹ ڈال سکتے ہیں. پیش کی پولز 18 سے 21 اپریل تک کھلیں گے. اگر آپ چاہیں تو آپ بازار یا ڈاک ووٹ ڈال سکتے ہیں, یا بروز منگل 22 اپریل شام 6 بجے سے قبل الیکشنز کینیڈا کے کسی بھی دفتر میں ووٹ ڈال سکتے ہیں. ووٹ ڈالنے کے تمام طریقوں کو جاننے کے لیے اپنا ووٹر معلوماتی کارڈ چیک کریں یا elections.ca پر جائیں. یہ ہمارا ووٹ ہے. ووٹ ڈالنے کے بارے میں ضروری باضابطے معلومات کے لیے elections.ca پر جائیں یا 1-800-463-6868 پر کال کریں.
ایو, اتنا خوبصورت گھر.
آپ نے بھی بیسمنٹ کی رینوویشن کروانا ہے تو رابطہ کرو. ایک چیتا میرے ہاتھ میں لگا ہے. کیا کمال کی رینوویشن اور دام بہت مناسب.
کون سی رینوویشن؟ ٹیرف لگ رہے ہیں, بھول جائے سب کچھ.
ارے بابا چنتا نہ کرو, نیشک رینوویشن اینڈ کنسٹرکشن, لیگل بیسمنٹ, سائڈ اینٹرنس, واش روم, کچن, پینٹ, فلورنگ, تمام کام سٹی پرمٹ کے ساتھ کروا کے دیتے ہیں. بہت مناسب دام ہے. اب یہ آزمائش شرط ہے. گارنٹیڈ پروفیشنل سروس. کال
416-838-7837.
جی ہاں, موٹر کار کا تو معلوم نہیں, لیکن آپ کو آپ کے بنگلے تک پہنچائیں گے جی یعنی مارگیجز کے میانک بھٹناگر جی. ہر طرح کی مارگیجز میں کرتے ہیں اسپیشلائز, وہ ریزیڈینشیل ہو, کمرشل ہو, پرائیویٹ ہو, فرسٹ یا سیکنڈ مارگیجز, اور یا پھر آپ ہیں فرسٹ ٹائم ہوم بائر. میانک بھٹناگر جی, 647-702-2023-647-702-VAE.
کیا بات ہے بیٹے, بڑی آواز نظر آ رہی ہے.
ابو جان خدا کا واسطہ, اس گاڑی سے تو بہتر ایک گدا گاڑی خریدتے, ہر موڑ پہ رک جاتی ہے.
اور بچے پریشان کیوں ہوتی ہو؟ لاؤ گاڑی کی چابی دو, ابھی لے کر جاتا ہوں پریمیم آٹو ریپیئر. گاڑی کی نبض دیکھ کر خرابی کی جڑ تک پہنچ جائیں گے.
میری سہیلی نے بھی کہا تھا
وہاں پر کولنگ سسٹم, انجن ٹیون اپ, 4 ویل کمپیوٹر بیلنس, بریکس, نئے اور پرانے ٹائر, ساتھ آئل فلٹر مفت میں چینج, स्टार्टर अल्टरनेटर गारंटी के साथ ठीक करते हैं, बस इसके बाद तुम्हारी गाड़ी फर फर भागेगी। इसकी मेलविस ड्राइव रिजोबिको, टेलीफोन 416-747-6800।
Spear and McCabe Menswear, fully vertical operation, direct from factory to customer. Quality compare kar sakte hain aap Harry Rosen, Burberry or Hugo Boss se. 100% Italian wool suits from $249.99. 100% Egyptian cotton shirts from $29.99. 100% Italian wool trousers from $49.99. We have moved to a new location in Heartland Town Center, 775 Britannia Road West, Unit 7B, Mississauga pe. Hum Sundays ko bhi open hain. इन्फॉर्मेशन के लिए कॉल कीजिए एट 905-670-3388 या विजिट कीजिए हमारी वेबसाइट spearandmcay.com।
मजे मजे के सिक्के, मजे के सवा,
खाना हो तो आ जाओ शाहीन टिक्का और कबाब।
ऑल योर फेवरेट डिशेस प्रिपेयर्ड टू परफेक्शन एट शाहीन टिक्का एंड कबाब।
मुझे मजे दे चिकन टिक्के कबाब बिरयानी दाल तड़का,
लाहौरी स्टाइल नाश्ता, मजेदार कढ़ाई, माउथ वाटरिंग कबाब एंड सिजलिंग बारबेक्यू आइटम।
शाहीन टिक्का और कबाब
इन फ्लेमिंगटन मॉल।
वेलकम बैक तमाम सामीन जो हमें सुन रहे हैं 770 AM रेडियो प्रोग्राम साजो आवाज। अब आपसे इजाजत लेने का टाइम आ गया, अगला सेगमेंट हमारा दुआ का और फिर अजान के सेगमेंट की तरफ चले जाएंगे। तो शाजा जी को जो है वो छुट्टी दे देते हैं, अभी घर जाएं थोड़ा सा चिल कर लें। तो बहुत शुक्रिया आपका
आमिर, जो है ना तुम प्लीज हलीम अगर लानी है तो कल लेकर आना, कल
अच्छा महंगा पसंद,
हमारे मसले कुछ हो रहे हैं।
हलीम कहाँ से आ गई?
कल तुमने हलीम लानी है क्योंकि थर्सडे को मेरा रोजा है, तो तुमने थर्सडे को बिल्कुल, क्योंकि लास्ट टाइम तुमने इंतहाई जो है ना ये चीप हरकत की थी, तुम लास्ट थर्सडे को एंड थर्सडे वाले दिन बिरयानी लेके आ गए थे, आगे पीछे मटर वाले चावल और ये और व्हाइट दाल तुम ला रहे थे, एंड थर्सडे वाले दिन तुम जो है ना बिरयानी लाए।
किस्मत
नहीं, किस्मत नहीं है, तुमने जानबूझ के बीवी को ये स्केड्यूल दिया हुआ है।
अभी देखते हैं इंशाल्लाह क्या होता है आपके नसीब में। तो अभी जो है वो आपसे याद लेते हैं, सारा जिंदगी रही और आप जिंदा रहें
जी,
तो फिर आपसे कल मुलाकात हो।
ठीक
हो गया, चलो। तमाम सामीन नाजरीन का बहुत शुक्रिया हमारे शामिल रहने के लिए। ऐसे ही जुड़े रहिए हमारे साथ और सुनते रहिए 770 AM डायल, और हम नंबर डायल करके भी आप सुन सकते हैं 6478724900। ठीक है जी, तो अब पूरी मैनेजमेंट की तरफ से याद लेते हैं, आरपा मुजफ्फर साहिबा की तरफ से, माजिद जमाल साहब की तरफ से, हमारे इंजीनियर निशान अहमद की तरफ से याद लेंगे। मैं आपका होस्ट आमिर अहमद, इंशाल्लाह जिंदगी रही और सेहत रही, तो कल फिर मुलाकात होगी। उस वक्त तक के लिए अस्सलामु अलैकुम।
हमें तुम्हें गदा होवे तो बादशाह, सारा जहान है मौला सईदा, वल्ला वे सोनिया मेरे गोल माहिया, वल्ला वे सोनिया मेरे गोल माहिया। Oh,
are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
Akal Truck and Loom.
Tade Truck Badshah di quality service repair, oil change, wash te maintenance. Ek aur khush khabri. North American, Chinese te Korean name te istamal shuda tires with full warranty.
Akal Truck and Loom. 1776 Mearside Drive, 905-565-1100.
905-565-1100.
Ayyayo, itna khubsurat ghar. Aapne bhi basement ki renovation karwana hai, to rabta karo, ek jeeta mere haath mein laga. Kya kamal ki renovation aur daam bahut munasib.
Kaun si renovation? Tariff lag rahe hain, bhool jaye sab kuch.
Aye baba, chinta na karo. Nashik Renovation and Construction. Legal basement, side entrance, washroom, kitchen, paint, flooring, tamam kaam city permit ke saath karwa ke dete hain. Bahut munasib daam hai. Aur bhai, aazmaish shart hai. Guaranteed professional service. Call Ali 416-838-7837. 416-838-7837. प्रोग्राम साज़ो आवाज़ और मेरा नाम आरफा मुजफ्फर साहब. ये चैनल आपका अपना है. हमारी वेबसाइट www.eawaz.com है. बहुत सी जगहों पे जब आपको स्टैटिक मिलता है तो हमारा लोकल नंबर 6478724900 आप प्रोग्राम को बिल्कुल सुन सकते हैं अपने फोन पे. और जब आपका इम्पोर्टेंट फोन आएगा तो आप अपनी कॉल ले लीजिएगा. इस प्रोग्राम को हम यही इख्तिताम की तरफ लेके चलते हैं. मैंने हमेशा आपसे एक रिक्वेस्ट की है कि अपनी दुआओं में उन तमाम को जरूर याद रखिए जो आज हमारे साथ इस दुनिया में नहीं है. कहते हैं अच्छा करो, अच्छा बो, अच्छा काटो. अल्लाह तबारक व तआला मेरे और आपके लिए आसानियां पैदा करे और वो जो आज इस दुनिया में नहीं है उन तमाम को जन्नतुल फिरदौस में जगह दे, उनकी मंजिलों को आसान करे, कब्रों को जन्नत के बागों का हिस्सा बना दे. आमीन सुमा आमीन. अल्लाह तबारिक व तआला जिनकी औलाद नहीं उनको औलाद दे और रिज़्क अता करे अपनी जनाब से. अल्लाह तबारिक व तआला मुझे आपको और हम तमाम को अपना मोहताज करे, कभी किसी इंसान का मोहताज ना करे. इन सब के साथ जाने वालों में मुजफ्फर अली को अपनी दुआओं में जरूर शामिल रखिएगा. इजाजत दीजिएगा, एक दुआ की तरफ बढ़ते हैं मेरी जानिब से.
खुदा तुझसे तो मांगूंगा किसे, तेरा हूं मैं तुझसे दुआ मांगता हूं, करम मांगता हूं, अता मांगता हूं, इलाही मैं तुझसे मरीजों की खातिर शिफा मांगता हूँ, इलाही मैं तुझसे दुआ मांग
مانگتا ہوں الہی میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں
جو بھٹکے ہیں ان کو ہدایت عطا کر جو مظلوم ہیں ان کو طاقت عطا کر میں سب بے کرم ایک سا مانگتا ہوں الہی میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں
کرم مانگتا ہوں عطا مانگتا ہوں الہی میں تجھ سے دعا
گلشن جلا دے جو اس آگ کو میرے مولا بجھا دے میں ایسے کرم کی ہوا مانگتا ہوں الہی میں تجھ سے دعا دعا مانگتا ہوں
کرم مانگتا ہوں عطا مانگتا ہوں الہی میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں
میری صدا ان پہ سایہ تیرا مانگتا ہوں الہی میں تجھ سے دعا مانگتا ہوں
کرم مانگتا ہوں عطا مانگتا ہوں الہی میں تجھ سے
WTOR, Youngstown, Toronto, now concludes a full day of broadcasting activities. WTOR is owned and operated by Birosh Broadcasting Corporation and operates on an assigned frequency of 770 kHz as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. Do join us again in the morning hours when we resume with the sounds of our world in words and in music.